This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Lewis Tyrrell has been pioneering theater in South Florida for many years, and his passion for new plays has always been at the forefront of his work. As artistic director of the theater at Arts Garage in Delray Beach, he extends that passion this summer to the musical.
I think when we think of summer theater, and particularly theater in Florida, we think of lighter entertainment, we think of musical theater. And I think for a lot of companies, the natural inclination is to go to something very tried and true, something that we've seen before. A lot of folks may not be aware that there is a lot of musical theater being written, new musical theater, and it isn't just the stuff that goes to Broadway. It's being developed in regional theaters all over the country. And that's what you're trying to do with the Summer Tune-Up, is present four different evenings of new musical theater.
Absolutely. Our mission, of course, is new work. So it makes all the sense in the world to use our venue as an outlet to introduce our community to the most exciting small musicals that are being written today that people will never have heard of. We're all being conditioned because of the economics of it to think in terms of the familiar, to think in terms of the tried and true. There are those wonderful musicals that are almost museum pieces now that people grew up with, they know and they love, and it's great to introduce new generations to The Sound of Music and Fiddler on the Roof, whatever. But it's so much more exciting as an art form to be part of the development process, to provide opportunities for these talented young writers today to continue that great tradition by writing their new work that reflects what artists are thinking today. The Arts Garage Summer Tune-Up series is four play reading concert evenings every Thursday in June, a different new work in American musical theater. They will be cast with our top South Florida musical theater talent. It'll be the piano and the music stands and the actors and their scripts.
And that's it.
That's it.
And the talent.
And the talent, of course. But again, the idea is for people to come and be with us in our wonderful Arts Garage space. They can bring a picnic, their favorite bottle of wine. They can hear a new musical brought to life and really get a sense of what is happening today around the country in the development of new work in a musical theater.
And I would assume that you are looking to this because I know you are planning out what's going to happen for the next season at Arts Garage. Perhaps one of these will make it onto that schedule.
You're exactly right, Caroline. The point is twofold. Introduce our community and our area audience to the new work in musical theater and to give us the opportunity to see if one of the four is a good fit for full production in the subsequent season.
To learn more about Arts Garage, visit artsgarage.org. To hear my complete interview with Lou Tyrrell, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and follow me on Twitter, @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.